half of 2025 is gone. Look, that's life. Happens every year. But this time, we are not going to see it as a surprise, as a shock, as a negative thing, as a look at how behind I am. We're going to use this wake-up call as a big fat piece of momentum. Or I suppose, motivation to build the momentum. Welcome to your half-year glow-up / rebrand guide. I have this episode split up into sections so that I can guide you into using this second half of the year to the best of your abilities. This glow-up or rebrand, whatever it is that you want to take from this video, has nothing to do with you showing up for other people. This has to do with you showing up for yourself for the second half of the year. Whether you drop the ball in the first half or you're just continuing ongoing, you just want to get better, make sure that this level up, that this refocus is entirely for you so that you can live the life that you want to live and that all your goals and expectations and the person that you want to be is actually who you want to be, not who somebody else wants you to be. Now that that's clear, let's get into step one. Step one, reflect and journal. Take a breath, babes. Half of the year just flew you by. Now, obviously, I'm going to give you some prompts. You don't have to do them. This is kind of just to evoke your thinking, and you can do your own prompts. You can see where your writing or your free flowing thinking takes you. But where did you think you'd be by now? For real, like actually take this time to go back to your goals list that you made in the beginning of the year, if you did, or mentally just think of where you thought you'd be by now. Revisit those goals if you need to, and if you have them. And I want you to keep only three main goals. Now we're going to get back to this whole goal portion, but let's get into more of the journaling prompt, whatever. Again, you can write this, which will be very helpful, but you can also just think of it. I also like to make voice recordings like on Snapchat or literally just my camera roll when I'm too lazy to write. So number one is kind of reflecting back on the past. Like, what happened this year? What happened since January? What life events happened? What good things went down? What not so good things went down? Or even before this year, what life events happened that require your intention and attention? Where do you need to make space to heal? I don't know. Have you been through a breakup in this first half of the year? Have you lost someone? Have you not met your own expectations? Have you beat yourself up? Have you talked to yourself poorly? Have you had a poor relationship with food, with exercise, with friendships? Where do you need to give yourself some space to heal? Reflect on that. We don't want to go with all this baggage from the first half of the year, or at least without addressing it. After we've gone over a bit of the past and what has happened thus far, we can not drive through our life looking through the rearview mirror. We have to look through the windshield, so let's go forward. Do these journaling prompts or ask yourself, what am I still holding on to that isn't aligned with who I'm becoming? Who do you want to become? What are the main differences between who you are now and the person that you want to be at the end of 2025? Or I guess whatever year you're watching this. What is working? What's draining me? Where in life and what am I doing when I feel like my most authentic self and truly in flow? Maybe that's when you're doing a certain task, a certain hobby, or hanging out with certain people. And where do you feel like hella friction in your life? I actually want to share with you guys, just for fun, a journaling prompt that I did yesterday. And I kid you not, I have not had a journaling prompt hit me so hard. Like, it's been a couple years, so I just want to share in case somebody is going through, like, I don't know, a similar situation. If there's anything you want to decenter from your life, or you just really want to center yourself and center your femininity and your fun and your flow. Okay, let me shut up and let me share. All right, this one was specifically for relationships, but it kind of has nothing to do with relationships at the same time. It's just to evoke something else in you. So number one, you write down, what do you want from a relationship with a man? Like, what does the relationship give you? Whether it's like extra support, someone to build a family with, etc. Then you write down, what is the cost of that? Whether you want to build a family, you know, you have the cost of like pregnancy and labor and the physical, the mental tolls, etc. Then you go into, who would I be willing to do these costs for? So in order for me to do all these costs, it has to be a man that is XYZ. Keep in mind, this has practically nothing to do with relationships or men. Then you journal why, like why the necessity for the relationship with this man or partner that you wrote out, whether it's you want to create a family with a team that's present, or you want someone to share life experiences with, etc. And then the last part is to write your dreamiest life if a partnership with a man is completely off the table, or a romantic partnership in general. And this has nothing to do with men, because it's kind of just like basically saying, if you were the center of your life, what would your life look like? If your life was consumed entirely by you, for you, without the expectations of others, mind you could also take this prompt and be like, if judgments from others was completely off the table, or permanent relationships with others was completely off the table, what would your life look like? Something like that. And like, you just free flow, like we're not talking about any any budgets, any anything, just free flow write. This journaling prompt has grounded me so much in what I want for the second half of the year and onwards. Because as I was writing out these things, like waking up, focusing on looking and feeling like my most beautiful self, having a lot of self-care, creative hobbies, strong female friendships, etc., etc., I'm looking at this list and I'm like, wait a minute, all of this is super attainable. And these are all things that I can nurture since yesterday. So this will kind of go into my goals for the second half of the year. And it was just a very eye-opening exercise. So if that resonates with any of you, please let me know if you try it and let me know what comes up. You can send me voice memos. My DMs are always open. They're all down below. Anyways, moving on. So now that we kind of know what's not working and where we want to go, and we have reflected back on the goals we set in the beginning of the year, I want you to keep only 3 main goals that would change your life the most if you accomplish them by the end of the year, or at least got super far with them. The thing about keeping so many goals, number one, if you're someone who set a bunch of goals in the beginning of the year, look at where you are now. How far did you get with all of those? Did it like kind of hinder you because it was an overload, or did you really achieve that many goals? That's what I thought. You are so much better off, especially for your stress levels, for your creativity levels, and for your overall quality of life. You're so much better off focusing on even one main goal, but at most 3 main goals, 3 highly effective goals, because that's going to help you push the needle so much more, and that's going to help you actually change your life. Because I'm asking you to choose the goals that would change your life the most if you only locked in on these 3 and shut everything else out. It can be 1 to 3. And now in this section, in goal setting and deciding where we want to go and where we want to take the second half of the year, I kind of want to take a different approach to what we usually see on self-improvement, which is a lot of productivity, a lot of go, 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 a lot of this and that, a lot of doing my 100 bajillion health and wellness habits every single day. Instead of thinking, what can I add? I want you to start brainstorming on what you can take off of your to-do list. What goals and tasks can you take out or at least put off for a later date, and so that you can focus on the tasks and focus your attention on things that will actually push the needle. And if it's helpful, I know sometimes it's scary. You're thinking, well, if I take this off my plate, then I'm going to forget about it and I'm never going to achieve it. No, you won't. You can open up a notes for your on your phone, or you can put later in your calendar, start XYZ. You can have a to-do later to-do list. That way it's there and you can revisit it whenever you want, but just not right now, because we're focusing on the things that actually matter. And also give you some time back now that summer's starting, then we're going to go into fall and then the beautiful holidays. Give you some time back to actually enjoy your life. Because I don't know if it's the same for you, but something about the energy of enjoying your life, I reach my goals so much faster when I'm having fun and I have the time and the mental energy and mental space to have fun. And it also in turn keeps me more productive because I'm charged. Step number 2 is vision boarding. If you want to make this into a whole date with yourself, you can print out your pictures, put it on a board, make it pretty. If you want it to be more cost effective, you can do a screensaver vision board or just a 1-sheet vision board. It does not have to be anything fancy. You don't have to cut anything if you don't want to. You can just make one on Canva. You do this however your heart desires. But now that you have your 3 goals and the version of yourself that you want to be at the end of the year, I want you to find pictures on Pinterest that align with this version of you and with the 3 goals that you want to achieve. And you're simply going to make a vision board. This is not a math equation. This is not a masculine task. This is not something that is super exact or has specific rules. It just has to feel good for you. It can help you close your eyes after you look at it and just get into the feeling of what it feels like to be that woman or that person who has achieved this kind of life. So I've actually been experimenting with a couple of different ways to vision board, which is like having a dual vision board. I even saw this today. I was watching a video of Fernanda Ramirez and she did a vision board where it was like her masculine self and her feminine self. So it was more like her ambitious side, you know, masculine, go-go-getter, like career, whatever. And then the second vision board was like a softer soul, spiritual, feminine version. I thought it was so smart and so cool. So you can definitely experiment with doing 2 sheets or 2 vision boards, one that's like more masculine or feminine, or one that's like a flow mode and go mode, which I think is what I'm gonna end up changing my vision board to. You can also do like a school/work life versus life. You can have fun with it and just make it your own. The end goal is just for you to put this somewhere that you can envision that person of you, so your mind stays on track, and put it somewhere that you will see every single day. Step number 3 is routine and habit building and dropping. The future version of you is in your daily habits and routine, because each and every single day for the next 90 days will compile into the version that you're going to be 90 days from now. And who you are today, what you do today, what you did today, everything that had to do with today, it is all a compilation of the past 90 days. All the habits you've built, whether good or bad, over the past 90 days have determined your habits and your actions and whatever today, as well as your results. I really invite you to learn about the science of habit building and dropping. I'll give you a quick introduction, but if you really want to get into it, you can read Atomic Habits, or you can even ask ChatGPT to give you a summary of Atomic Habits. You can watch YouTube videos about Atomic Habits, or just simply habit building and breaking, because your habits really build you and they are a lot more important than you think. One thing I always like to think of, and I heard it years ago, someone said, think of places in your life where you're really consistent, whether it's brushing your teeth, whether you consistently take a shower at the same time every day, you have your meals at the same time every day, you're very consistent in the gym, or you're very consistent in gossiping, you're very consistent in procrastinating. Everyone is consistent in something, whether it's good or bad. And then think, how can I bring that consistency to the areas of my life where I'm lacking consistency? I'm going to give you guys a quick overview on how to build a habit. To build a good habit, first you need a cue, whether it's a visual trigger, like having your pills by your toothbrush or something. So when you go to brush your teeth, you take your vitamins. Or habit stacking, like I listen to this podcast when I'm on the treadmill. Two, you make it attractive, so you can bundle it with something fun. Like if you love orange juice, you're going to take those supplements with some orange juice. Or you pretend like you're just that girl taking her supplements in the morning, so you're romanticizing it. Three, make it easy. If you're trying to build a habit of stretching every morning, then you say, okay, I'm only going to stretch for 30 seconds, not the whole 10-minute, 5-minute routine, only 30 seconds. And also reduce friction. If you want to work out in the morning, you lay out your workout clothes the day before. And four, make it satisfying. The best way to do this is by having a habit tracker, and you can track your progress or give yourself rewards with something positive. That's just a quick overview, but you can totally deep dive into hacking your psychology so that you can build the life you want with the habits that you want and leave the habits that you don't want. When it comes to breaking a bad habit, you have to, one, basically just do the inverse. So you have to, one, make it invisible, remove the triggers like deleting social media, putting time limits, make it unattractive. For example, if you're trying to not have processed food, stop saying, oh, I'm giving myself a treat. Say, okay, I'm giving myself some poison right now, because that's what it is. Three, make it difficult, add friction. If you are getting rid of junk food, don't have the junk food in your house. And four, make it unsatisfying, so you can use an accountability partner that you text whenever you slip up or you do the bad habit that you're trying to break. Or you can literally put yourself in timeout. You can be like, if I do this, then this will be my consequence. Sometimes we struggle with taking action, but I want to invite you to not think of taking action or building who you want to become as some kind of hardcore discipline or something you need to do or any of that stuff. Think of it as a devotion to yourself, and think about that 90-day rule, or even that 30-day rule, or 120-day rule, that who you are now is just a compilation of the past 30 days or the past 90 days, and that every single habit that you do, every single action you do from now, every single workout you skip, every single time you don't rest when your body asks for it, that is going to be another drop in the pond that is going to create your next 90 days. It's going to create that version that's going to be sitting there at the end of the 90 days. So be very, very, very intentional with how you move. Your routines are also just as important as your habits. I have a whole video on a simple 4-step pillar on how to build a quote-unquote that girl morning routine. It could take anywhere from 2 minutes to 2 hours, however you want. It just depends on how you build it, but I teach you how to build it catered to you. But if your routines right now feel sticky, if they don't feel aligned, why are you going to take them into the second half of the year? Experiment with new routines, make them simple. Don't make them something that you're gonna dread. Don't make them something that there's so many steps that it's almost stressful. Build and experiment with a new morning and nighttime routine that is literally just going to set you up for success in all areas of life. And lastly, here are some extra tips to glow up and be your best self for the second half of the year. These are my personal glow up tips that have helped me so much, and that if you're not on them, they could really, really help. Number one is cleaning up your diet out of love. And I'm not necessarily just talking about food. I have always eaten healthy or whatnot. I mean, I go through periods where I'll eat like a bit more junk, especially if I'm traveling a lot or I'm just hanging with a certain crowd. But I've learn to become a lot more intentional, and I don't believe in restriction. That's also with my past relationship with food. However, I still eat very healthy, and it's not because I restrict or anything. It's because I've educated myself, I've not only become in tune with my body, which I strongly recommend is learning about food freedom and intuitive eating. So I've become in tune with what works, what feels good, what doesn't. Not that I'm perfect, but I'm just a lot more in tune. And I have learned things. Like, I actually educate myself on the food system. I educate on glucose spikes and blood sugar and how this ingredient will make your cells, you know, function differently. So that way I can make educated choices for myself, and I naturally crave the thing that is going to be better for me out of love. But when I really saw a shift in my relationship with myself, with my body, and with my mental health was when I cleaned up my information diet. I really limit my social media. Obviously, my whole job is on social media, so I have social media to post and whatnot, but I rarely scroll. I'm more of a YouTube girl anyways. I love watching videos that are going to not only entertain me sometimes, but usually just kind of be like informative. Obviously, I'm in the self-improvement space, so I love self-improvement videos. But then again, I don't spend my entire days watching them because it's a lot of information overload and not a lot of action or not a lot of mental rest. So I have put down my phone and my electronics so much, and I've started picking up real books. I started talking with real people before clicking on a video, before watching a video through. I actually think and I'm like, wait, is this what I want to feed my mind? And that has made a big difference in my mental health and in everything, especially my stress and anxiety levels and my identity of self. Like, you're allowed to have your own opinions. When you're consuming so much content, everyone's opinions is just feeding into you. You don't even have a personality anymore. Get off your damn phone and get into life. So with less stress and with better food and better intuitive choices, I've seen such a big difference in, again, like I said, my mental health, my cortisol levels, my skin. And speaking of skin, as part of this whole mid-year glow up and just my glow up for life, I have been way more intentional on what I'm doing with my skin. Less of so many products and more of what's actually working. One that's made a really big difference for me is the Banish Starter Kit. Thank you to Banish for sponsoring this video. And I want to point out especially the Banisher 3.0 micro needling tool. So when I first heard about it, of course, I was a bit skeptical, and it's not something I've ever really used on my skin. But this year, for some reason, I was getting a lot of hormonal acne, so I was left with acne scars. And the texture in the acne scars was honestly kind of bothering me because I didn't really have them growing up. I didn't have them as a teenager, and I was like, wait, why now that I'm like a literal adult? The redness, the pigmentation, the things that you can see under the skin, it's just so much smoother now and so much less visible. Not that there's anything wrong with having them. I just, like, why wouldn't I want to feel smoother? It's not vain. It's okay to want to better and enhance your face and your body and whatnot in a healthy way. Be consistent with it. It has made such a big difference. And it's just something that I mean, I haven't found a product that can do that for me. And they actually give you a $30 gift card with your kit as well, which I used for a restock. I love that it comes with four different heads. It has the new 0.25 millimeter and the 1.0 millimeter ones. That's for areas around your eyes or even your body if you have old scars or stretch marks. It's such an amazing tool, and if you're looking to glow up your skin and have a skin journey, this is definitely something that I think you should look into. If you want to learn more, if you want to get your own, find all the information that you need in the description box or the show notes. Moving on, learn a bit about gentle nutrition and physical hygiene. And I know it sounds really simple, like duh, a lot of people don't do the things that they're supposed to do, like the baseline things, and those are the things that actually show a difference. Like, you don't need this crazy workout plan. In fact, those are the things that leave you inflamed and leave you burnt out, and the things that you end up quitting and just make you be like, well, this is not for me. Research on what you actually need, like whole foods, a balanced plate, you know, three meals a day with protein, carbs, and fat. Most people are not doing that. They're instead grazing on snacks all day. You really just need, like, getting 10K a steps and just three weightlifting workouts or whatever kind of workouts you like. You just need like three a week. Stop overcomplicating things and start loving your body. Just eat in a way that shows that you love yourself and move in a way that shows that you love yourself and your physical hygiene, and that will make you glow, because when you're doing things from the right intention and with love, you feel so much better and you look so much better. If you're really looking into get to your physical and mental wellness journey, you want to know how do I move my body in the right ways, and you want to read a book that's actually fascinating and interesting, this book, Good Energy by Dr. Casey, is insane. It's like one of those books that are so insightful but also so mind-blowing and written in a way that you're not going to want to put it down, but you also learn so much about yourself and you're like, oh my gosh, much everything we've learned is wrong. Highly, highly recommend. And lastly, I'm going to leave you guys with some tips that have worked for me over the past however many months or plus that if you're not doing, you can definitely explore because I can attest for them as well. Number one is nervous system regulation. In this world, girl, a lot of our cortisol levels are so, so high. Living in a man's world that's not made for us, living in a go-go world that is not made for our low stress tolerance, learning to nervous system regulate, whether it's different tools, whether it's like pulling on your ear is one way, or even just shaking out your body, which I love to do, stretching, breathing, breath work, just getting into the whole world of nervous system regulation. No, I'm going to give you guys 4 tips to nervous system regulate without having to go and do other research. These are habits that you can implement into your life starting today. One is an ice face bath, dunking your face in a bowl of ice water. 2 is shaking out your whole body when you wake up or whenever you want during the day when you're feeling anxious, one limb at a time, shake it, then the other limb, then the other limb, then your whole body, just shake it out. It feels so good. 5 to 10 minutes of meditation. You can do a guided meditation if you don't like the silence, if you're new to meditation. Learning to breathe and learning to realize you're having an emotion, realize something is coming up, and instead of going to do an unhealthy coping mechanism like hitting your vape, smoking a cigarette, getting a snack when you're not hungry, you can learn to sit with yourself and just breathe it out. And lastly, is just moving slower. That's it. Why are you brushing your hair so fast? Why are you brushing your teeth so fast? Why are you cleaning so fast? Just move slower. Next tip, and honestly, with all of these, I really recommend you guys just start with like 1 or 2, just one that, like I said, will really move the needle. Because if you try to do all at once, it's probably going to backfire. And if you learn about the habit building, you're going to learn that it's not how it works. Just choose the few quality things that resonate with you. But if you want, in this second half of the year, if you are not already, lock into your sleep. That's probably going to change your life the most. Like, it's so simple, just actually getting the amount of sleep that you need. And by the way, it starts with your nighttime routine. You need a calming nighttime routine. You need those blue light glasses or to just turn your screens off. Next is steps. Steps will change your life. Steps will literally change your life, your mental health, and your physical health. 10K a day minimum. Focusing on whole foods. Eat how your body is meant to eat. You don't have to restrict. You can still have the donuts and the cake and the this, but just prioritizing whole foods and then adding the things that you want. And honestly, my best hack for all of that is to pick one. And when you just do that one thing and you do it with good intention and you do it with love, watch how it just tumbleweeds into all of these other habits, because you're gonna be like, wow, that felt so good. I totally just took care of myself. I want to do something else that's nice for myself. Don't ask me why it works that way. It just does. So if you want to do them all, my biggest tip is to just focus on one and watch how you end up doing them all. Last but not least, not really a health or physical glow up tip, but for your soul, plan a couple things in for the rest of the year, especially if you're watching this and summer is about to start. Plan in some trips if you can. If not, plan in some solo dates. Plan in some plans with your friends, some friends that you haven't seen in a while, some family members you haven't seen in a while. Plan in your other little physical glow up things, like plan a nail appointment or your haircut appointment or your tanning appointment if you do that. Your laser, your this, your that. Plan things in. Start getting excited for what's to come. This is your life and you only have one, so make the most out of it. Make it fun, romanticize it, and do all of this for you. I want to help you stay consistent and I want to help you glow up. I have made a half year glow up / rebrand blueprint for you guys. You can download it. It is going to be in the description box. You're going to find it in my Stan store link. I also have my Notion template there and other tools for you. But this one in specifically, it has the journaling pages that will help you, you know, get through where you want to be for this next half of the year. Habit trackers, goal setting, tips. It's basically the tool that I wish I had every single time I wanted to rebrand my life. So if you want to glow up with me for the second half of the year, the link will be in the description, as well as the link to get your Banish tools. I really hope this video helped you guys. I love talking to you guys so, so, so much. And our community is growing so fast and I'm so happy. I love talking to you guys. I love when you guys DM me. I love when you show me love. Leave comments. I read almost everything I can when I see them. Share this video if you think it might be helpful for someone. If you liked it, of course, make sure to like and follow or subscribe to hear more from me. I come out with videos every single week. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.